From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. Oklahoma's public colleges and universities will be prohibited from implementing free speech zones under a new law. Public and private colleges and universities across the country have for decades established free speech zones on campus that are intended for protests, demonstrations, and other expressions of free speech. But state legislatures across the country are striking down the zones as First Amendment supporters argue limiting free speech to just one area of campus is unconstitutional. Today is Wednesday, May 1st. Carmen Foreman covers the state capitol for the Oklahoman. And Carmen, you referenced in your story that many legislatures across the country have passed these types of laws, and that includes Oklahoma, where Governor Kevin Stitt signed that law. And what exactly does it mean for Oklahoma colleges and universities?
That's a really good question. So off the top of my head, I can't think of any universities or colleges in Oklahoma that has or is implementing a free speech zone. But that doesn't mean that, you know, some of the smaller colleges might not or might be doing this or might not be doing this. I'm sorry. So in effect, you know, these free speech zones were sort of created because, let's take OU's campus, for example. If you're walking down the South Oval and where the flow of traffic is going, if students walk into and from class, you don't want a big demonstration right in the middle of that because it makes it hard for people to get to and from class. So these some universities implemented these policies. So if you're going to protest, you do it in this certain area. It makes it easier to just keep the flow of traffic across campus. But in doing that, those universities and campuses have effectively said everywhere else on campus is not a free speech zone, just by definition of designating a certain area free speech zone. Anyways, getting to the point, the bill that Governor Stitt signed would do away with any free speech zones on college campuses, on public colleges in Oklahoma. And so that means OU, OSU, anyone else can't implement these zones now.
So would they have any ability to restrict then where protests and rallies are held? Or what would that look like for universities that want to have some kind of control?
Yes. So the law is kind of broadly written in a way that campus administrators still have some ability to regulate when, where, and how a protest or a demonstration occurs. And certainly you couldn't go on campus and break the law in your expression of free speech, because then you'd still be breaking the law, and that's not allowed.
So obviously, you know, college campuses have long been places of political unrest. It seems like every generation, they're always one of the arenas that we see used for demonstrations from students mainly. But we've seen that recently in several years. And maybe it's no surprise that this law has passed in Oklahoma, a largely red state, because there's been a lot of criticism from Republican lawmakers across the country that universities are, you know, maybe giving a platform to left-leaning groups while restricting right-leaning speakers and groups. Does this have any implication on, you know, what types of political demonstrations are held, or is this kind of written across the board for all groups?
Written across the board for all groups, but the author of the bill, State Senator Julie Daniels, is a Republican, and she did, you know, she went to the White House earlier this year when Trump was basically signing an executive order to promote free speech on campus. And, you know, she said when she was there, she saw a number of college students who basically said that they felt like because they were conservative, their voices were not being heard on campus, or they were not giving the same freedom of speech as maybe some other students.
You said that we haven't seen anything major in Oklahoma. You know, we've seen some incidents take place across the country. The University of Missouri comes to mind from a few years ago. So why did Senator Daniels say that this was important, given the fact that we haven't seen any incidents, that at least that we can recall?
Great question. She said she had been reached out to about some incidences on campuses in Oklahoma. She did not specify those incidences. And, you know, a professor I talked to for the story, he referenced in 2012, there was a group on OSU's campus, and they were called Cowboys for Life, and they basically wanted to hold up posters that had, they're an anti-abortion group, so posters of aborted fetuses, and they wanted to pass out anti-abortion literature at a certain place on campus, and they were told they couldn't do it at that specific spot on campus. So it, granted, this was like 8 years ago. They ended up suing some of the university officials, and there was a settlement. They got some money out of it. But that's sort of the I wouldn't say that's the catalyst for this bill, because she didn't specifically mention that, but that's sort of what this bill is getting at.
Yeah. And what concerns do university leaders have, if any, about this bill?
I think university leaders would be the first to tell you that, you know, they're addressing free speech already, and I will say there were not many that, explicitly issued concerns. I think because the bill was just signed into law on Monday, I think we'll hear more about it in the future.
Yeah. Well, definitely will be interesting to follow. Politics is in every space in America right now, including on college campuses. You referenced Senator Daniels going to the White House is something the president's talked about, and at rallies has talked about conservatives not having a fair shake at college universities. It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds with this new law. So, Carmen, thanks.
No problem.
That's going to do it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you tomorrow.